For Idaho Matters right now, I'm Gemma Gaudet. Nearly half of all Americans say that they delayed getting medical care since the coronavirus pandemic started. Now, this is according to a recent survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation. However, for the 48 million Americans with hearing loss, this pandemic has had its own set of challenges. Joining us today on what is World Hearing Day to talk more about this are Dr. Teresa Tremarco, an audiologist with Idaho Elks Hearing and Balance, and Todd Doherty, a patient at Idaho Elks Hearing and Balance. Welcome, both of you, to the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Tremarco, can I start with you? Because I'm curious about what changes in the community that you've noticed with the pandemic that has made life, frankly, more difficult for the hearing impaired.
Well, I would say from hearing firsthand from my patients, the number one thing is having to use masks. A lot of our personal communication and reading each other's gestures and everything comes from lip reading. And now at least half of people's faces are basically covered up. So not only is that muffling people's voices, but it's literally taking away the ability to read the lips. And that has a really significant impact on people with hearing loss. Even people without hearing loss, honestly, do a lot more lip reading than they realize. And so that's been really tough, honestly, on everybody.
Right. I was reading something that like 40% of the English language can be read on through lip reading. And
exactly.
And that's huge for people definitely who are hearing impaired. But Dr. Tremarco, it's interesting what you said about everyone, because I think so many of us use gestures and all of that, and it can really be more difficult for the hearing impaired.
Absolutely. It's like now you're limited to maybe hand movements, if people even use those, and looking at people's eyes to try to read if they're smiling or not. that's been a really tough impact. And I mean, even I've noticed that I have just a very slight hearing loss, but even, you know, at a grocery store, if there's any kind of plastic barrier and a mask, or that's just been really tough even for me. Or I've noticed people, if they're in noisier situations, like that alone is a really difficult hearing situation. And then again, now you've added all these extra barriers. So it's been tough on everybody, and especially those with hearing loss.
So Todd, you're a patient and you wear hearing aids. What has it been like for you during this pandemic?
Well, it's been very similar to what Teresa just said. You find out just how much that you look at people's facial expressions as well as lip reading, and you are left only with being able to look at their eyes to get clues. And then, like she said, when it's noisier, it's the mask that people are talking through just muffles what they're saying even more. So kind of becomes more important to be able to see those cues, and you just can't.
At the same time, though, we know that the science shows, Dr. Tremarco, that we need to be wearing masks. So how do you have that conversation with your patients, and how are there things that they can do to help compensate for this?
That is honestly a tough question. Technically with hearing aid programming and whatnot, potentially the audiologist could create a listening program that maybe is a little bit louder than it typically would be to help compensate that muffled volume of people wearing a mask. So something like that. There are different accessories that can be used with hearing aids, although that wouldn't be necessarily great for public use, such as an additional microphone connected to the hearing aids. But otherwise, it's honestly mainly about self-advocacy of the patient and letting people know, you know, they're not trying to ignore them or anything. Even without the mask in the pandemic, hearing loss often gets misinterpreted as somebody being rude or not paying attention or not listening or things of that nature. And so just making sure people talk up for themselves and just let people know, you know, look, I have a hearing loss. You really need to speak up, especially with the mask or something along those lines.
Can we talk a little bit more about what you just talked about with people misinterpreting folks who have hearing loss outside of the pandemic, Dr. Tremarco? My oldest brother was profoundly deaf. I have a niece with hearing loss. So I have grown up firsthand with, frankly, how people with hearing loss can sometimes be treated and denied access to certain things, or there are there are negative connotations because they're not engaged like people in the hearing world. So what do those of us in the hearing world need to be doing? Because the onus should not just be on folks with hearing loss.
Yes, that's very true. I think originally, you know, if sometimes people are completely unaware that others have a hearing loss because it's one of those disabilities that's completely invisible. So unless you manage to see that they have a hearing aid on, or unless they tell you, you might have no idea that a person you're speaking or interacting with has a hearing loss. So I do think it is helpful if the person with the hearing loss does let you know that. But otherwise, yeah, it's really up to the person communicating to that person with hearing loss to take a moment, step back, try to put themselves in their shoes, but then also just try to communicate slowly. That's huge. Really slowing down the pace of communication so that the words can be followed a lot easier. You may have to raise your voice a little bit louder than you normally would. If you notice that the person doesn't appear to be listening or you're not sure if they are, you could try to get their attention first before you start speaking to them. If they're a family member or a friend and they're close by, you might actually touch them to get their attention, to get their brain ready to listen. Those kinds of things can really help. And also, instead of just constantly repeating the same exact sentence, you would want to rephrase what you're saying so that they're gathering the same information just in a different way, that the brain has a new word, a new keyword to listen to instead of that one that they just keep missing no matter how many times you say it.
And Todd, for you, what has it been like with your hearing aids when it comes to letting people know that you have a hearing loss? Have you had to have many conversations about it?
Actually, I have had to, mostly when I'm on the phone, because the hearing aids are so hidden these days that a lot of people don't even notice that I have them. And then sometimes, since I'm linked to my phone with Bluetooth, I can be on the phone and people just, they don't know that I'm on the phone, or, and I'm thinking particularly mainly at work for that. They kind of just think you're just talking to yourself a little bit, but yeah, I've had to make people aware of it quite often, and it does help. And one of the things that Teresa said that really is helpful for me is getting my attention first when you want to talk to me, because then I can focus on what you're saying.
Well, and I'm impressed. I mean, Todd, you're literally where we do all of our interviews over Zoom now, but yet we only use audio. So, you know, I knew that when you had a hearing loss, I'm like, oh my goodness, should we have video up so that you could read lips potentially? But you're actually linked in, as you mentioned, with your cell phone into the call, right? So it goes right into your hearing aids.
Yes, it does. And it's actually, now I find that's clearer than anything else, really, is coming over the phone like that. And the biggest thing I was worried about for today is also the microphone that picks that up is on my hearing aid. So I wasn't sure how compatible that was going to be with Zoom, but it appears to be working now. So
you sound great. So it sounds great. So Todd, what do you want, hearing that people who are hearing to understand and appreciate about folks with hearing loss? I mean, we're talking 48 million Americans suffer from some type of hearing loss.
I guess that it was brought up before too, that sometimes you do seem like you're checked out or not a part of the conversation, and either to just have people recognize that that might be because of your hearing loss, and maybe to help try to draw you back in or make sure there's a way that they can hear you, that would be most helpful. And I think in general, my experience has been that when I do, I have a tendency to turn my head to the side when I can't hear somebody. And I think most people then see the hearing aids. But most people in a public situation are pretty good about recognizing that this person couldn't hear me, and they speak up a little bit. I think it tends to be a little bit harder on your immediate family and the people you're around because they have to do it all the time.
Well, and Dr. Tremarco, I think that Todd brings up a good point, that hearing aids are getting smaller and smaller these days. So, I mean, you know, 20 years ago, it was easy to see someone with a hearing aid, and it's a cue, frankly, for folks who are hearing. That's kind of not the case anymore.
Yeah, that's very true. At the same rate, I've rarely met a patient that wants people to be able to see their hearing aids. Right. So if anything, right, that's actually fitting patients' needs and wants for their vanity concerns. They're getting better and better that way. Actually, I think hearing aids get a bad rap just because of people just think about their grandparents. They had big boomer hearing aids over their ear, and they were constantly whistling or anything, but technology has just come such a far way. People have got to try to stop making those associations.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank both of you for your time and bringing this to our attention, especially during the pandemic. We've been talking with Dr. Teresa Tremarco. She's an audiologist with Idaho Elks Hearing and Balance, and Todd Doherty. He is a patient at Idaho Elks Hearing and Balance, talking about hearing issues, but also on this World Hearing Day. Appreciate you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
More Idaho Matters next.